That's Natalie Grant from 2010, her Love Revolution project, Greatness of Our God. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. 7:04 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, did you catch our big concert announcement? That's right, for King Country, A Drummer Boy Christmas. The 2026 Arena Tour is happening. They're on the heels of a brand new album and a Christmas theatrical film for King and Country's A Drummer Boy Christmas Tour is back and bigger than ever, coming to the Giant Center in Hershey on Saturday, November 21st at 7 p.m. Pre-sale starts Tuesday, July 28th at 10 a.m. using the promo code WJTL. So just visit JunctionCenterProductions.com for details.
Our very special guest this morning is Kendra Schumann. She's a volunteer financial coach over at Community Hive. Kendra, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It's good to see you. We were just talking about For King and Country. You said you were listening this morning, and it brought back memories of not only creation, but before that, Fishnet.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Any favorite artists that you would have seen there?
Michael W. Smith.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that is a good choice. And he's coming in concert, too. Very soon. Well, Kendra, it's really nice to have you here. Can you tell us all about Community Hive?
Sure. So Community Hive is in the northern part of Lancaster County, and we're a social service agency. We do a lot of things, from a food bank. We offer transportation to people who need, like, a drive to a doctor's appointment. Maybe they can't drive anymore. But my side is the transitional housing side. We do a temporary transitional housing program for people that find themselves in a situation that's not great. I'm a financial coach where I walk alongside of them and help them find some stability with getting a budget in place.
That's fantastic. I told you this morning, my wife and I just moved to Ephrata, and every day we would pass by the building there, but it had a different sign and a different name. You're now Community Hive. Tell us a little bit about what fueled this change.
Sure. So Ephrata Area Social Services has been around over 50 years, but they've always been serving beyond the Ephrata area. So Community Hive gives that name a greater awareness that we're not just Ephrata. So I actually live in Cocalico School District. We serve the Cocalico School District and beyond. So Community Hive is the new name officially this summer, and we're excited just to let the people in our area know that we're more than just a social service agency only helping Ephrata. It's bigger than that.
I love that. Everyone's working together, sort of like a beehive. Is that,
yes,
is that
correct.
Kind of what,
wait,
oh, that's
exactly.
Interesting. I love that. You spend your days as a financial coach. What does that look like in your day-to-day life? You seem to really love this.
Yes. So I have a background in accounting. Numbers are easy for me. Don't ask me to be the creative people like you guys are, because I don't do music, no singing, any of that kind of fun stuff. But I do like numbers. And so I usually walk alongside of people that it doesn't matter their situation, whether they're from my church or whether they're truly homeless. Mm. I'm just walking alongside of people, giving them a perspective on how to save money, how to walk through difficult challenges, whether they're a widow or whatever the situation.
Now, we're in the middle of summer. I imagine that looks much different than other seasons. Is summer a slow season? Is that the case?
Yes. So for our program, Builders of Hope, we get a lot of our referrals from the school district, because they will know kids are living on a couch or, you know, in a hotel, and the school district will call Community Hive, let us know that kids are in need. And so in the summer, because kids are not talking to their teachers about, hey, I slept in a campground last night, week after week, it's slower for us because we're not getting referrals from the social workers at school.
Kendra, do you have any good stories of how God is working through Community Hive to reach families in need of housing?
Sure. So about a year ago, we had a family in our program that I worked with. It was mom and dad, two teenage boys, and they had been living in a motel for a year. And what happens in that kind of situation is it's cyclical. You can't get out of it because it's so expensive to live in a motel locally. And you never have the money to have a first month's rent and a security deposit. You just can't get there. So our program offers people the opportunity to live in a fully furnished home and then meet with me and a mentor weekly, where we're walking alongside of you, helping you to get that first month's rent and security deposit. And we were able to do that for this family. They saved the money. It wasn't us giving them anything. Sure. It was them realizing they had the capability to do that while they lived in our temporary home.
Wow. I love that. If folks want to get involved and learn more, is there a good website that they can visit?
Yes, we have the Community Hive website you can go to. You can also call Community Hive, talk about the transitional housing program if they want to be a mentor, budget coach, if they want to even just support us in helping clean the houses we're transitioning families in and out. We have a variety of ways people can help. But we, you know, just are always looking for people, even a maintenance guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's anyone who wants to offer support, we're happy to talk to you about roles.
And we live in a great part of the country where volunteerism is truly a value. It sounds like the website might be a good opportunity for folks to get involved with a fundraising effort that you guys have for permanent housing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So, Builders of Hope has existed for over 15 to 20 years, depending on if we're talking about Cocalico School District or Ephrata. And we always had temporary housing ourselves, meaning we were in a rental. And so we've decided we want to have permanent housing in the Cocalico School District, and we're fundraising for what I call a fixer-upper, so that we can have a three-bedroom home permanently for people in our community, where we would be able to do what we've been doing for 15 years.
That's amazing. And the website is a good resource for folks to get more information on that?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. We'll talk with more with Kendra on the way. Some great tunes are on the way as well. Andrew Ripp, Zach Williams, and more next.